Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, everyone. After we recorded the podcast, the Commission on Presidential Debates responded to the Trump campaign, saying it would not be adding a fourth presidential debate. In fact, the commission stated it was its understanding that the Trump campaign had agreed to participate in the already announced debates. Listen for more on why the Trump campaign is trying to have this fight. The debate over debates heats up. We'll discuss that today. Plus, Mike Pence putting the Supreme Court on the ballot this November, and Michelle Obama explaining her low-grade depression. Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. President Trump and his campaign are ramping up its efforts to engage the Biden campaign and the public more broadly in this exercise we go through of debating the debates. It's all about positioning, negotiating, trying to extend advantage where you have it, and trying to get some leverage that you may not have immediately in your corner. Candidates do this at every level of American politics, but you will see that the president and Joe Biden are also sort of playing the type right now on the debate over the debates, which is the losing candidate is the one who's trying to drum up confusion or make demands or seek more debates, sort of create the drama around the pre-debate moment. Whereas the person who's leading in the polls is like, yeah, I'll show up and debate this guy. And what you see here is the president using the fact that there's going to be so much voting by mail and early voting happening much earlier than we've seen before. So millions of Americans will have had the opportunity to cast a ballot in this presidential election before the first scheduled debate on September 29th. And that is Donald Trump's way into this argument. His tweet this morning: how can voters be sending in ballots, starting in some cases 1 month before the first presidential debate? Move the first debate up. A debate, to me, is a public service. Joe Biden and I owe it to the American people. Well, as you may know, the organizing entity around presidential debates is called the Commission on Presidential Debates. It's a nonpartisan group, and it is the group that sets up three presidential debates, one vice presidential debate in the course of the fall. The dates of those debates have been long in the public realm. Joe Biden accepted all the terms of the commission's debate schedule back in June. The Trump campaign is actually not yet committed to attending all the debates that the CPD has put out there. That's part of what you're seeing in this effort here. Now, it's not a crazy thought. Maybe there should be a presidential debate before millions of people are casting ballots. His campaign put out a list of acceptable moderators for the debate. It had a lot of Fox News folks or conservative allies in the media of the president, with some mainstream journalists as well. He doesn't get to choose the moderators. He doesn't get to set the dates of the debate. He doesn't get to set the location. That's up to the Commission on Presidential Debates. What President Trump has to decide is he participating in that or not? And he's not yet committing, because he's trying to exact some leverage here by creating this public pressure campaign, because Trump and his campaign believe their best possible avenue to turning around their political fortunes in this race right now, their best way to completely flip the narrative and head into a much more competitive race than they find themselves currently, is on the debate stage. They think Joe Biden is going to show up and is not going to wear well with the American public when he does, and they really see that as their best opportunity. It's also precisely why the Biden campaign is probably not going to be all that eager to play these kinds of games with the Trump campaign about the debates. A couple other things you need to know today. Mike Pence sat down for a fascinating interview with the Christian Broadcasting Network. And when he talked about John Roberts, he said something that has clearly been in the ether about John Roberts among conservatives, but I don't think we've heard the vice president make such a public point about it.
Look, we have great respect for the institution of the Supreme Court of the United States, but Chief Justice John Roberts has been a disappointment to conservatives. I think several cases out of the Supreme Court are a reminder of just how important this election is for the future of the Supreme Court.
Now, what is Pence really doing here? He's putting the Supreme Court on the ballot. It's one of the most successful rallying, base unifying campaign cries. If you are conservative who has been, I don't know, a little wary of the way Donald Trump conducts himself, you don't like the tweets, this is the constant refrain. But the courts, we're getting what we want on the courts. And so by raising the specter that John Roberts has been a disappointment to conservatives, that you must still vote for Donald Trump because you still need to push the court in a more conservative direction, that is a clear base rallying cry that Mike Pence is putting into play. Finally today, Michelle Obama's new podcast produced a really interesting moment. She was talking with Washington Post columnist Michelle Norris on her podcast, and she revealed something about her current state of being as she has observed and engaged in conversations around a lot of the racial injustice issues that have been across all of our screens in America. And in addition, the pandemic, the quarantine, but what she also cited were the hypocrisies coming from the Trump administration.
They are not fulfilling time spiritually, you know. So I know that I am dealing with some form of low-grade depression, not just because of the quarantine, but because of the racial strife and just seeing this administration, watching the hypocrisy of it day in and day out is dispiriting.
A low-grade depression for the former First Lady of the United States. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.